Their fine carriage came to the door. Stepmother and stepsisters hopped inside and they were off. "Goodbye," called Cinderella. "Have a good time." But her stepmother and stepsisters didn't turn around to see her. "Ah, me," said Cinderella sadly. The carriage rode down the street. She said aloud, "I wish I could go to the ball too." Then, poof, all of a sudden, in front of her was a fairy. "You called?" said the fairy. "Did I?" said Cinderella. "Who are you?" "Why, your fairy godmother, of course. I know your wish, and I have come to grant it." "But," said Cinderella, "my wish is impossible." "Excuse me," said the fairy godmother in a huff. "Did I not just show up out of thin air?" "Yes, you did," said Cinderella. "Then let me be the one to say what is possible or not. Well, I think you know I want to go to the ball, too." She looked down to her dirty clothes. "But look at me. You do look a bit of a mess, child," said the fairy godmother. "Even if I had something nice to wear," said the girl, "I would have no way to get there." "Dear me, all of that is possible," said the fairy. With that, she tapped her wand on Cinderella's head.